And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. Authorities in Harbor Beach are investigating the death of Sheena Umbright, who is discovered deceased on February 14, 2026. Police say the inquiry remains active and only limited details can be shared at this stage. An autopsy is planned for February 15th to help determine the cause of death. Investigators express condolences to her family and friends, asking the community to respect their privacy as they grieve. The Harbor Beach Police Department emphasized its commitment to a thorough investigation to provide answers and closure for those affected. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the department at 989-479-3353 or by email at hbpd@harborbeach.com. And police are warning parents about a group called 764 that is reportedly targeting children and teens online. The network uses gaming platforms, social media, and messaging apps to contact potential victims, often posing as peers to gain trust. Officers say the group moves conversations to private apps and may manipulate or threaten victims into sharing explicit content. Platforms most commonly exploited include Minecraft, Roblox, Discord, Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, Kick, and Steam. Authorities advise parents to watch for warning signs such as sudden secrecy with devices, emotional changes related to online interactions, new unknown online friends, or anxiety about shared photos. Suspected cases of exploitation can be reported to the NCMEC Cyber Tip Line, the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center, or local law enforcement. In Michigan, lawmakers are advancing a 15-bill package aimed at giving law enforcement the authority to neutralize drones that pose threats to public safety or critical infrastructure. Supporters say the legislation responds to the rapid growth of drone use in the state, from deliveries to emergency response, which current laws are ill-equipped to regulate. The bills would allow federally trained officers to use technological methods such as jamming GPS or control signals to disable drones flying over power plants, prisons, bridges, data centers, and public events. Technology is moving faster than the law, and a single irresponsible drone can cause serious harm, said Representative Brian Beagle. And officials emphasized the measures apply only to public safety threats, not private property disputes. Law enforcement officials cited incidents elsewhere, like prisons facing frequent drone contraband drops, as examples of the potential risks Michigan could face without these new tools. And that was your news for this hour. You can go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for more news, weather, obituaries, and cancellations.